Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you? Is it warm?
I'm fabulous. Oh, it's warm. Yep, we're in that season now where we do everything we can just to keep everything alive, including us. I know it is. Well, tonight's show, wait a minute, and I understand you're warm up there.
Oh, it's toasty. It's lovely. It's more than 80 degrees.
I don't know. I know it's beautiful. Thank God for that.
The water is rippling just below our front porch. It's very beautiful.
Oh, how lovely. All right, that's gorgeous. Okay, tonight's show, Healing Our Wounding and Healing the Earth. And this really is an important show, especially with the July 11th eclipse, to help transmute your wounding and help heal the earth. And as again, I laugh at these things. I swear to you, when I go to type them, I'm actually a wonderful typist and a great speller. There is not ever a time I send one out that there isn't an error in it. So I go right into conscious channel and forget everything else. Tonight's dedication is to the healing of our great Mother Earth, a co-creative endeavor with our star friends. And
Jackie, your microphone is rattling a lot.
I know. Hold on a minute. That's why I'm taking this off. There we go.
Okay.
It was my giant earring.
Oh.
My gypsy earring.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. The team thinks I'm cute. That's all it counts.
Well, they're right.
Oh, thank you. So let's talk about the eclipse first. This eclipse is going to act like and I'm quoting somebody here, I don't know who the hell it was, as a midwife to the birth of the new self that we are becoming. July 11th, that's a Sunday. This is a time to work with the earth and ourselves as never before, to look deep at all that is unhealed in ourselves and unhealed on the earth. Oh, it's me that wrote this. We can do this and our intentions have tremendous impact.
I'm glad you said it was brilliant.
Oh, Lord. Now I'm quoting Eric Francis. In the month of July, we have the opportunity to release old patterns that have kept us anchored to the past. Some are mental, most are emotional. They include our old ideas of marriage, obligation, and seeming tradition. What we get to embrace instead is balance, equanimity, and a sense of our own vital presence in the world. For a while, we may seem to be in two worlds at once. And boy, I'll attest to that.
Gemini.
Sorry?
The whole world goes Gemini.
Whole world goes Gemini. Absolutely. You are so funny. So we're having some fascinating interactions with people here from star beings that, you know, I really want to share some of this because I have to tell you that the validation, I think, for these things coming through now is so extraordinary. This particular person is somebody that's worked with us for quite a while, and an amazing being. And Veronica, you know her. Her name is Janet. So I'm going to give you a couple of these, but some of them are just so profound and help us in looking at what we can do that our star friends are wanting to do with us. I'm just going to give you this first message, though. The Isness of All. This is a message from the Isness of All. Heal the wounds of civilization. Don the cap of greatness. Be of the one of the great sun. Dance in your joy. Bring about a newness. The sun doth shine for all to see. Awake anew in sacred view. Awake and sing with me. Closer still beyond human will come sing and dance with me. Now, some of this stuff is in rhyme, but let the magic begin. The perfection of the space will unfold. Allow the moment to be the greater will, a newness space, not a place, but a coming for thee, Sharon, now. Let patience become sing and dance with me. Allow all their time, for there is no time. So I'm going to go through a couple of these. Her second one, these are on different days. Igor came in, and he's come into her meditations before, and actually I think when we've been working together. We of this region bring you hope. Know that a miracle is on the wing. Oh, he is Syrian, but not of the Syrians that we know. A telling sign will come your way when all has come, created anew. And I saw a brilliant light floating in my vision. My thought was sunspots. This will intercede. Our sun and other suns, radiant light from here and afar is coming. Open your hearts and rejoice. Now, I really felt that this was about the eclipse. Anchor the light coming in now and be ready for action. So she asked, what kind of action? For you, there is no need allowed the moment. Anchor the new. When is this to happen? July 11th. By this time, my crown was tingling, and I don't usually pay attention to dates, more just concepts. I checked your newsletter, and this is the date of the solar eclipse. Embrace the earth with love. Embrace her through this period. She's been there for you, and you must be there for her. My image at this point, I've been sending light to the crystalline grid, and we talked about this last week. I remembered about the crystalline lenses. Again, we talked about this last week, the ones in the eyes, for those that have worked with us. I started sending light from my crystalline lenses in the eyes to the earth grid. At that moment, the earth, as though a tether came floating up and rested in... Sorry, wait a minute. As though a tether came floating up and rested in my hands. As I held the earth in my hands, sending love and light through the crystalline lenses, beings from all over the cosmos came and circled the earth. It was as though something new has been activated through the crystalline lenses. These beings also had the crystal eyes. I was told to hold this image. I set my intent to hold this image, and then just before the end of my meditation, I began seeing pink hearts floating in from all over the cosmos, circling the earth in love. The message that she got was co-create this lasting love. Be with her as we are. Heal her. She is precious. Now, I just have to say to you that this is so exciting for me. To see these things happening right now and to see these contacts being made, and they're being made with other people that I work with, and I'm sure you're having the same thing, Veronica. A lot of things that the team did and has done are all of a sudden really being activated right now. And it's, you know, I walk around here just buzzing. I'm just like, whoa. And okay, goes on, next day. She was getting all this imagery, and her question was, what kind of miracle? I was told to hold the residence, be ready and waiting July 11th. Solar eclipse, light beings are gathering. Hold the connection. I've been checking in regularly to see myself holding the earth and all the beings surrounding the earth. More were coming to join. And I just want to say here, and I'll tell you this from the team, this is a co-creative effort. This is our planet. When we take action, they can come in with us co-creatively and amplify their impact for healing of earth. But it's through our intent. This is really important for everybody to realize how powerful we are and how much impact we have. Then as I intensified the light, the image changed to multiple Earths, parallel Earths, or maybe just parallel images. It was parallel Earths. I was told that I must hold the resonance on all the images. I set my intent to hold this image, and I was then told that we must heal all parallel cells and that of the earth. Otherwise, the pull of those out of balance will cause a reversal. I set the intent to clear all. I was seeing multiple Earths, the same image of me holding the Earth. The crystal lenses are very important as they seem to call other beings of likeness with crystal eyes. They are all coming to join. It's like a signal or activation. I love this. Again, she goes into meditation the other day. Raphael was floating above her crown, saying, "Let us begin anew." I was told to hold this focus, focusing on the Earth and all the parallel Earths. Each was surrounded with beings emanating love from their crystalline eyes. Then what happened to her amazement was all the parallel Earths lit up in beautiful white light. Again, I was told to hold this focus, and again, I set my intent to do this. Message was, well done. All is co-creation with the other realms. Then everyone that I checked in with gave me the same message, hold the focus. Now, of course, she's asking, is anybody else getting these visions? Now, I have to tell you about this particular woman. Her sessions are extraordinary. I mean, she is... her connections are phenomenal, and her integrity is absolutely beautiful, and she's not one to fantasize. That's why I'm sharing this information, because I know the source and I know how clear and pure it is. Okay, again, another day. She checked in. The shadow Earths were very blurry. As she began meditating, I was seeing the Earth whole and magnificent. She was large and floating free above my hands, no longer needing the support of my hands. Again, future Earth. My hands remained, no message. I was just to hold the light energy that was flowing through me through the crystalline lenses of my eyes. I realized that all the negative energies that had been there before were being dissolved. Thus, the blurry images the day before, the Earth appeared to be free of these previous attachments. The next day, she goes into meditation. As I went into meditation, I was focused on the space between my hands. Everything was dark. Where had the Earth gone? The message came, her body is strong and healing, but her soul is wounded. Then I saw the Earth as I had yesterday, but glowing in platinum light. She is protected now. Keep the focus. I continue to send light to the Earth grid through the crystalline lenses of my eyes. I know there are multitudes of others that are doing the same. Everything right now is being activated, everybody. And this is such an important show. I hope everybody gets to it before the 11th. What was interesting, another person that we work with, again, Veronica, you know Wendy?
Yes.
And Janet was at the intensive, so was Wendy. What was interesting is that, and Wendy's meditations are extraordinary as well. She's been working with us for 6 years, I think, and diligently. And she was in meditation, and I think it was Wendy. I'm pretty sure anymore. People are getting so many messages. There's a thing that we do in a session called the chakra activation technique, and it's pretty intense. It also activates the back of the brain, which is known as the mind of God. It's also very, the Arcturians operate from here, but this is called the mind of God. There are three circles right on the back of the head where, let's say, Jewish people would wear a yarmulke. And probably the yarmulke has some significance to that. I have no idea. But it's the Metatronic channels as well as all the chakras from the center of the Earth, the heart of the Earth, out to the central sun. And the follow-up to that is a session where people go into a meditative state and the winged winds come to get them and take them out into the cosmos and then through a stargate from the middle of the cosmos into what we call the sacred place outside of time and space, the golden place. Now, this is womb-like. And I don't want to give it names because, you know, I think people get, you know, it's better if we don't give things names other than just what they say. At any rate, during this very sacred ceremony, and it is, it's just the winged ones, you're placed on a crystal table, and then Metatron comes in, and Metatron is huge. Metatron, and then Kryon comes in as this huge ball of light. At any rate, Metatron places these stones in the chakras, and then Kryon activates them with this electrical reason. Kryon of what is electronics? Kryon has been very responsible in building the grids on the Earth. Anyway, so these stones are placed, and they correspond to the colors of the chakras. And people have encountered them during work we've done in chakras. In these little packets would be a crystal, and it just was very random. And in Wendy's meditation, she was told that these crystals are now being activated. Now, with the lenses being activated and the crystals and the chakras being activated, this is such a significant time for all of you to really recognize that this is a time when we can have huge impact. This is our calling. To me, this is a giant message that says, look, we've been preparing, we've been working. Now our real work begins, and we have to remember that, and I don't care whether you've worked with us or not, you know, with me and the team, I can say to you that this is a clarion call going out right now for all of you that have had the desire to be of service, okay, that this is the time to do it, and to really recognize how powerful you are. And that all of these beings will come in to work co-creatively with you to help the Earth. I can't emphasize that enough. I really can't. It's so important. And I want to go on to the wounding because these two go hand in hand. We're talking about the wounding of Earth, and the Earth has been wounded. It came up in this meditation, which I got after all of this, which I thought was really interesting, where she talked about, I don't know, Veronica, do you remember where she talked about the wounding of Earth?
Oh, you mean Janet?
Yes.
Here she is, July 7th.
Her body is strong, but her soul is wounded, okay? And somebody made a comment to me the other day that they didn't know that the soul could be wounded, our soul.
Mm-hmm.
But it is wounded. And so
but,
is
but
the
it's
Earth.
Interesting because I've heard that, that would be impossible to fix, but it's not, is it?
No, it's not impossible. Yeah. And that's our job.
That's right.
Our job is to heal our soul wounding and to heal the wounding of the Earth. And so I'm just going to go through this as quickly as I can. We all experience a wounding between childhood and adolescence. This wounding is to anchor us into the density of Earth life. In childhood, we have magical times and can become the magical child. Many of us were wounded in childhood as well and didn't get to spend as much time in magic. Veronica, I know you were as well as I was.
That's true, but we went to magic to have a break, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
This wounding in many causes anger at God. And in a way, that's the only way to anchor into the physicality because in childhood, this is why so many people don't have a lot of childhood memories because you're moving in and out, in and out, in and out. You're in these magical places. Unfortunately, you lose that magic at the time of the wounding. Okay? beginning of separation on earth, which sets up the lifelong search to forgive God and return to God, Goddess, all that is. So in essence, you have the wounding, and then you go through life in this search to return to.
So we have to have the wounding.
We have to have the wounding. And I mean, you know, they've been on me all week about this particular information. I mean, it's just been relentless. So I'm going to give you my own personal story because it kind of started with that. As many of you know, I've had recurring bladder cancer. But I could never really get to the source of it. I always thought it was my anger at my ex, the great love of my life. And for a long time, I thought it was anger at my mother. You know, I mean, God knows I've tried to identify it all over the place. Healed the mother, sat in where healed the boyfriend, and I still was getting it back. I was walking the other morning, and it came flying in that my real anger was at God. And I was like, what? I stopped dead and I'm like, what? Because I had to leave the great love of my life. Not because he was a lovely soul, he was a pain in the butt, but in order to do the work I came here to do. Now, what that did, because I bargained with God. I was in so much pain over the loss of his love. I mean, this was huge for me. But it also stayed with me. You know, up until I've been going through this now for a month or so, kind of evolving out of that. The next few days, I was shown how it related back to my father leaving at 5 and then dying when I was 12, which was my wounding. Okay, and when I was 12, I was in protective custody. They sent me to a foster home. My mother gave me to my father in court. I thought I was going for the dream of my life to go live with my dad, and who'd been out of my life since I was 5. I did get to see him a couple of times, but that was on the QT. My mother didn't know about it. And so they came out to the foster home. I thought they were coming to get me. I was all packed up and told me that my father was dead. Now that just totally shattered me.
For you. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my wounding. Mm. So what was interesting, is that when I told my boyfriend to move out, I remember sitting on the shower floor sobbing uncontrollably, just looking at the closet where most of his clothes had been moved out. There were still a few things there. And all these feelings about my father kept coming up. I mean, it was triggering this at such a deep level. Because for me, with him, there was this real connection. He looked like my father, felt like him. There was this familiarity for a lot of other reasons, but he did carry that kind of energy. And so what he was really doing was triggering my wounding big time. And so leaving him just amplified that wounding. And, you know, it's and that separation from God. What's interesting, and, you know, here I am bargaining with God. Please take away the pain. You know, I'll give up everything. I'll go live in an ashram. I'll do anything. But it all stemmed from the original wounding. And
was it stemmed from the original wounding, or was it still the ongoing search for God through the male archetype?
I would say it's both. I think that's a great insight, Veronica, a great insight, which we do anyway. But remember, from our original separation from God and Goddess, we project God onto Father and Goddess onto Mother,
mm-hmm.
and then project from there onto our lovers and husbands and so on, or lovers and wives, God and Goddess. So in essence, you're saying the same thing. It is absolutely trying to connect back to and through. So
it's interesting because I'm thinking, does that, Is that a good way of referring to how many people go through, like, for example, the male archetype? Many people will go through girls, a number of men, in order to purify that drive. Is that part of it? I mean, that is part of the theme that you keep going through and going through till you get whole?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would say that the distortion of whatever's unhealed in the original projection, which would be father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if there's a lot of distortion there, which there is in most families,
mm-hmm.
Okay, they're still dealing through the distortion and the wounding with father, okay, and continuing to try to find some kind of wholeness. They can't find wholeness till they heal dad. That's the whole essence of the power retrieval from my perspective, is that once dad is healed, and I've seen this over and over and over again when we've done power retrievals, once dad is healed, once you've done the power retrieval with dad, your relationship, even with an existing spouse or partner, totally changes.
Hmm.
Because the projection is off, the distorted projection, and you can finally see them for who they really are. And when you've got all your power back from all of the things that dad wasn't, or mom, whichever, wasn't, you know, they were either distant or not there for you, or, you name it, all varieties, abusive, this, that, and the other thing. So when you ask about number of men, if dad was abusive or distant, a lot of times people go through a number of relationships looking for what they truly desire, but creating what they really want, which is to reconnect with the father.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they'll reconnect with the distorted father.
Well, usually the desire comes through kind of the urge to heal the pain, but we don't have the wholeness to bring back something very healed.
No, not until you heal the original, and that's mm-hmm. whether it's with mom or with dad. That's the big piece. That's the mainframe. You heal the mainframe, and it trickles out and affects everything else.
Well, is that because, in your case, was the healing of the, it's of the soul. It's not just of the psyche, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. But it's both.
Hmm.
But whether it's my case or anybody else's case, though, those relationships, whether they be mother or father, the distortions will continue because you've had so many relationships with those same people in different forms. And, you know, what I'm aware of right now in this lifetime is that we have the ability to heal all lifetimes, all experiences with those souls. This is a culminating lifetime. This is the one where we have the opportunity to really clean the slate.
To step out of the karmic cocoon there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been having people, of course, this is not very good advertisement for what I do, but but I've been having people sick as a dog after both cases, power retrievals with father. And both of them, you know, cold and flu-like symptoms, one of which may be listening tonight, which is Jennifer. And she has told me she loves me, but there have been many times that she hates me. This happens to be one of them. But I know in her power retrieval, as she was doing it, all of these, as she was pulling the chain, all of these uniforms of all these lifetimes were coming out in all the roles that she played with her father. And
oh, interesting.
Oh, my God. And even cosmic uniforms. And
wow.
The symbologies can always be different for different people, but it was so powerful. And then she got that the irony here was that she originally created him in the very beginning.
Aha. Uh-huh.
He came from her. And then all the lifetimes they've had in between, that's such a huge...
Is her son or...?
It's her father, but obviously a beginning her son.
Yeah, wow, interesting.
So,
so she must have just not been able to stand you by the time she left that.
Not been what?
She was mad at you, right?
Oh, she's... Well, she was mad at me when she got sick the next day. She's been sick for 2 days. I haven't talked to her today. But, you know, this stuff is so deep that, you know, when we have an opportunity to heal it. So the moving up to this time right now of the 11th, I see our wounding and the Earth's wounding as being connected.
Yeah.
Because we can't be separate from Earth. It's impossible. And what's interesting is the experiences that Janet was having in her meditations. Almost 20 years ago, 16, 17 years ago, I was shown to do that with the Earth, was to hold the Earth in my hands and to infuse her in light then, which I'm finding fascinating. So, you know, what I'm seeing, and of course, as humans, we think of the Earth as very big and us very small, instead of realizing that, first of all, proportions don't mean anything in the cosmos.
Right.
I talk about that a lot, that they can make themselves really small, really big, so on and so forth. But we still have a problem as a human thinking of ourselves as small, or as ineffectual, or not powerful enough, when in fact, this is what we came here for.
It's for the power of being in concert with the Earth and loving concert?
Being in concert with the Earth, and also being the ones to do this and call in the star beings.
Mm.
That they could come in and work with us co-creatively. Again, bridging, okay? You have to remember there is this non-interference, and we're still quarantined. It's our Earth. However, our goal coming here was that we would remember who we are, be powerful enough to take our power back, and recognize what we can do, and then calling them all in to work with us co-creatively. Her meditations, Janet's meditations, were so profound because to me they're a roadmap for what we can do.
Beautiful, yes. Wow. So maybe the team's got instruction as well. Is that subtle enough?
I don't know. I keep waiting for the thing with the hook on it to yank me off stage. It's the same diff. Are you sure we didn't do vaudeville together?
Well, there's no business like show business. I guess we must have had some practice here. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay. Very funny. All right. Well, Veronica, you didn't yank hard enough. We had to work to get her out of the way.
Well, I guess I'll get more assertive.
Yeah, she's still got the mind chatter that's going on, what she wanted to say about this and say about that. And, but we have to wait for her to shut down the mind chatter to come in.
I guess we need a longer show.
Well, probably. That's probably a great idea. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you, and you.
We thank you. Now, all right. A wonderful opportunity for all of you to take your power. We would love to fluff this up, but it's a little difficult to do that. So we're going to say this to you because we don't want anyone to feel guilty. However, you are the ones, all right? You are the ones, people. You are the beloved ones that came here with the intent to take action at critical junctures. Critical junctures, of which this is one. A very big one. Now, what you do Sunday can have a long-term effect, more than you know. What you do moving up to Sunday, your intentions. Now, we're not asking you to sit in meditation all day, people. We are asking you, however, to scan your lives, to look at the places or place where perhaps you still hold anger at God. You see, it's very difficult for you to believe yourselves powerful enough or to have enough faith or to be able to expand beyond that anger, to do what you came here to do. Because that pocket of anger is like a lead weight. It holds you back from being able to expand into your wholeness and to allow the healing of soul. Now, it's very difficult to help the earth heal when you are wounded. Or you can help, but it's like a lame man, you know, trying to help push a cart. A little difficult. And you are here to do this with such, oh, aplomb, such magnificence. It was all agreed before you came in. You're all working together, whether you realize it or not. You are a unit, a team, a connection, much greater than you realize. We know, because we meet with you in the dream state. It's just you all don't know yet, not totally. Not totally. Now there will be other times when you're called upon. Now, that doesn't mean that after July 11th, oh boy, I'm done. Oh, brush your hands off. Well, I'm going to take care of that. No. This is big work. And you agreed to do it. You were excited to do it. You could hardly wait to get here to do it.
Will we do it in isolation, or should we get together, do you think?
Well, you can do it any way you choose. Any way you choose. All of you who are listening to this show have connections, wonderful star connections. Call them in. Call them in to co-create with you the healing. And remember, you have a few days now to look for your places that place within you where you may still hold anger at God. Now, this is not something to be ashamed of, people. It just means that you're digging deeper. layers. We can hear somebody say, well, I did that last year or the year before. No, you may have done it, but it doesn't mean that you got as deep as you can get now. Because things are different now. You can go further now. You can go deeper now. And likewise, you can go further and deeper with Earth now. Call in your higher selves and your guides and your star friends and family and ask them to assist you. And we're going to work with you on this tonight. To find any place where you still hold anger at God. Perhaps for the death of a parent or of an animal or a lover or a sister or a brother. Perhaps for a missed opportunity. Something that was very, very important to you. Perhaps still from your wounding. And that's usually where you'll find the big one. For many of you, it was later in life. But think about it. When was my wounding? What happened to me? Veronica, do you know what happened to you?
Yes, I think it was early childhood, actually. And I think I've seen it in many of my clients. The wounding is more in the betrayal by the mother to not make it safe at home, you know. That's more the goddess, right?
The what?
The goddess.
And that one can come earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The major wounding is usually from childhood to adolescence, right in there. So you may have woundings earlier, most definitely. And yes, you're right, more related to goddess.
So do we each have a wounding of both the female and the male? Is that kind of normal for everyone?
Not always.
Because I had some very big disappointments and hurts from the male, whether it was the priest or you know, some very powerful men when I was
young. Again, God projections, though, Veronica.
Yes.
God projections. God projections. Now, there are goddess projections as well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But mother is usually good for imprints. You know, she brings her whole lineage.
Yeah.
Not that dad doesn't, but mom does more strongly.
Yeah.
Now, as we're kind of scanning everyone that's tuned in tonight, and all right. In Janet's meditation, this is very important, people. She saw the parallel Earth. Now, there are parallel Earths, and there are parallel versions of you. Many of them. Many of them. And many are. So when you do your work, remember to include those as well. Now, you're not going to be able to define what happened to those parallel versions of you, nor to the parallel versions of Earth. But your intent is all important. It is your intent that opens the door for the co-creative assistance from beings on other dimensions and levels to not only assist you in what you put your intent on, but to expand it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. You're saying we don't have to break it into detail that we understand as far as the parallel reality.
Just knowing that they are there.
Mm.
All right? Now, you may see them when you do the meditation. This would not surprise us at all right now at the rate that you're all opening. And we know that many of you are having extraordinary meditations right now. Extraordinary. And they're going to continue to expand into things beyond anything you can imagine. You're just now scratching the surface. Of how magnificent they can be. To be able to see glimpses of where you're all going. And what you're creating. But remember, you're creating it as you go. As you go. Call in your future selves if you desire to assist you as well. To pull you forward. Pull in any and every form of assistance that you can. All right.
Can I ask about the soul? Because I'm thinking, is the soul actually encoded with reactions? I mean, I guess I think it is. It isn't quite, or I don't quite understand how the soul works.
Oh, well, that's a very big question, Veronica. Where do you want to go with that?
Well, I'm just thinking, if we have woundings in the soul, and the soul is kind of flowing through our lives, and these woundings or the scars of them, essentially is what I'm understanding, flow through our lives. Is that right? And so they're recorded sort of like our chakras are, in a way. Is that right? I mean, I thought that the soul was kind of separate from that, in a way.
Well, the soul is separate from that. This doesn't mean that it's not wounded, that it can't get cut and wounded.
Okay.
With all of the experiences that the soul is having, because if we talk about it without time per se, of course it gets wounded. Have you ever connected with soul and felt the sweet sorrow of soul? What do you think that sorrow is?
It's the ongoingness of it, is it? That's kind of what I assume.
Depth. It's the levels of love that you're incapable of understanding.
Hmm.
When your child gets hurt, Veronica, or got hurt, didn't you feel wounded as well?
Oh, yes.
All right. That would be the best way for us to describe it for you.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
I think I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think I do. It just comes up as a question for me every now and then. Like, how does this all work? And
Well, all right.
Can we suture it?
When we do the soul liftings, now hold on a moment. When we do the soul liftings, we're working through chakras, yes, because each energy is different. Working on a different frequency, all right?
Yes.
A different frequency, which is your chakras. All right? But you're working through every experience, every life experience that you've had, including parallel lives. And this is where you have to expand all of your concepts.
Right.
All the parallel experiences as well as, that's why we call it soul lifting, the wounding of the soul.
Hmm.
Now, in those soul lifting experiences, we could call it soul healing, but it's soul lifting. The soul, in a way, is elevated.
To higher frequencies?
All right, some of your descriptions won't work. All right. Good try, though.
Well, you know, I was raised Catholic, and the nuns taught us that the soul was kind of like I always assumed it was like a white T-shirt. Once you've had to launder it, it's never as white again. So I've been kind of conflicted with the imagery, you see.
All right.
But you're saying lifting it into...
All right. Mm-hmm. If you heal a wound, what happens to you? You're lighter, aren't you?
Yes, I was thinking you expand.
You're freer.
Mm-hmm.
You're more expansive.
Yeah. And that's so all the way through, then.
Say it again.
So that's so all the way through, the soul and the mind and the heart.
Well,
I'm not trying to be complicated. I just like to understand.
Well, you're looking for quick descriptions of things that can't be described quite that quickly.
Oh, okay.
All right. Not quite that quickly. The soul is different, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
If you could think of it as God, Goddess, all that is, the next level moving out is soul.
Ah.
From soul to higher self. Of the higher self of each individual incarnation, all right? A higher level, it's very complex.
Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine one soul, all right, having multiple life experiences all at the same time, throughout time, you see, you're trying to describe something that's so much bigger than you can imagine. All right.
Mm-hmm.
With rather simplistic descriptions. We understand. But it's with the amount of understanding you have, with your linear ideas and concepts, to understand something as big as the soul, you can't fit it in there. It's like trying to put the ocean in a thimble. You can't do it. Do you understand?
Sure, I do, actually. Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Does the soul get wounded? Yes. It can get cut and torn. Many experiences. All right. If you yourself have had, let's say, 1,000 lifetimes, all right? Your particular thread of energy, right? And then you can amplify that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're talking for each soul, all right? 8,000 to 10,000 experiences.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Much bigger than you realize. So, now, also, the soul doesn't end in this universe. That's just this universe. That's just this universe. And there's more, and there's more, and there's more, and there's more. Again, the ocean and the thimble. Your connection to your higher self is of critical importance. Your connection to soul.
And we're going to have to end in a minute or so.
All right. All right. Here's what we'd like to do with all of you tonight, if you're willing. We'd like to work with you, not just tonight, but over the next couple of nights and days, to get in touch with a wounding, whatever wounding it may be, childhood, the primary wounding from childhood to adolescence. Whatever wounding you get in touch with, follow it back to its original source. And that's the wounding we want you to work with. Betrayal by God, abandonment by God, any place where you can hold within you anger at God. Because your energy and your ability to have impact will expand dramatically once you can get in touch with it and forgive it. All right, dear ones, we love you so. We know that you will do the work to assist the earth and to help heal you. We will help you, we promise. We love you so, Veronica. We love your questions.
I love you.
We love your questions. Never stop questioning. Never, never, never. Because where there are questions, you will find more answers. We love you, everyone, until we speak with you again in this format. Namaste.
Namaste. Good night, Jackie, and everyone.